Representatives from 12 communities from across the state are in Huntington, learning ways to deal with dilapidated and empty properties. The 12 communities were selected by a statewide coalition of community development entities based on the amount of problems they're having with dilapidated, abandoned, and empty property. They're in Huntington through tomorrow, learning from experts about how to deal with the problem. Dick Calloway is the mayor of St. Albans.
We're here trying to get some of the strategies and ideas together on what we might be able to do in order to get some of our dilapidated properties down and turn it into green space. The more green space we have, of course, the better your community looks and the better opportunities you have to develop new properties.
Calloway and others were part of the BAD Buildings Summit being held at Marshall University. BAD stands for Blight, Abandoned, and Dilapidated. The conference kicked off with a tour of some of the properties in Huntington that have been rehabilitated.
This is a facility that was owned by the city, and right around the same time that we started the Weed and Seed program, it was a
daycare. Cornerstone of Huntington's property rehabilitation effort is the Huntington Urban Renewal Authority's land bank. Huntington was allowed to start the land bank because of the Home Rule Pilot Project. Since 2011, the land bank has acquired more than 200 problem properties and sold 83 for redevelopment. 32 vacant, dilapidated structures have been demolished. Kathy Rosdick is the city planner for Fairmont. She says a land bank is one idea that could help Fairmont.
That is a tool that is very, very new to the state, so we're all going to learn what they're doing and how they're doing it. So yes, it is something that we're very, very much looking at.
Senate Bill 579 was passed during the last legislative session and gives the rest of the state an opportunity to start a land reuse agency like Huntington's Land Bank Program. Crystal Perry is the land bank coordinator for the Huntington Urban Renewal Authority. The mission, she says, for the land bank is to return properties back into productive use.
Land bank is not going to be for everybody, but this gives them other ideas through partnerships with Habitat and Housing Authority. So I think it's good just to show them everything that we have to offer here.
When I go into the neighborhoods where half the native street is abandoned, residential or retail, I see gold.
That's Frank Alexander. He spoke with members of communities as the conference continued. He's a law professor at Emory University and works for the Center for Community Progress. He's worked in states all over the country, helping them fight the same issues. He says the problems are the same. It's just figuring out the appropriate solutions for the individual communities.
Well, the first step is understanding the cost of vacant and abandoned properties and getting the entire community to understand that these costs are costs we all are bearing. And yes, there are answers we've learned throughout the country. Each state will have a slightly different answer, but there are answers to each of the questions that have been raised by the discussions this morning.
Alexander says there are many ways for communities to deal with decaying, abandoned buildings. They aren't pigeonholed into one technique. In the end, he says he wants communities to be able to have a succinct message for the owners of the properties.
Well, the most important thing is really very simple. It's being able to say to the owners of these abandoned properties, doing nothing is no longer acceptable. We expect you to pay up your liens on your property, to fix up your property. If you don't fix it up, then we, the government, will fix it up or demolish it.
Alexander says if the owners don't pay to have their properties fixed up, then cities should expect them to give them up. The conference wraps up tomorrow. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.